Senator Pearson, myself, Senator Miller, and Senator Sale. The first item on today's calendar is Senate Bill number 43, an act relating to registration by the Board of Registration for Architect, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The next item we have is Senate Bill 98, the welfare bill. We have a proposed committee substitute. The only change in the proposed committee substitute is on page 38. There was an amendment, from my understanding, that was made in the Finance Committee, which is an amendment that I supported. It was an amendment that I made last year on this bill and on the floor. But there was also a technical change that needs to be made. There was an amendment which basically takes a commercial fishing license and a crew member license. Is a license that will be denied if there's arrearage on back trail support, but it also included a vessel license. And the problem we have with a vessel license that often these owners are corporations, businesses, or partnerships, estate trusts, and you could have an individual that's leasing the boat or one member of the partnership which is in arrears, and it would affect the licensing. So I don't think we're after necessarily the boat itself, but we're after that individual person that has that license. So that's the only change.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that explanation. What did you do about the crew member's license?
The crew member's license can be denied by the department. It's still in the list that can be denied.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Sharp.
So all you did is add B back in, does not include, and the three items?
The only thing we included back in was a vessel license. The commercial fishing license and including a crew member's license is still in those things that it does include. The only thing we changed was subsection I, a vessel license.
Okay.
Because a vessel could be owned by a corporation, partnership.
Commercial fishing license is not, okay, limited entry permits are down here.
Yes.
Does not include, which they should be, yeah, okay.
Right. That was the only change. Is there a motion?
I'm moving to adopt the I version of Senate Bill 98 dated 14/1996 as a
Okay, is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. We have that before us. Is there a motion? Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Bill 264, an act limiting the authority of courts to suspend the imposition of sentences in criminal cases. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Bill 284, an act relating to bonds issued to repair, improve, or maintain the Fort Dam Pool. Is there committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We also have Senator Duncan in attendance. The next item we have before us is Senate Bill 304. We have a Rules Committee substitute. The only change, the title change, our legal felt it was a pretty open title, so all it does is just tighten down the title a little bit. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee to adopt the committee substitute? Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. What is the wish of the committee? Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The next item is Senate Bill 303, an act relating to management of the budget reserve fund. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Bill 304, same one. 304. Excuse me. I had the original 304 that was got in. Senate Bill 322, an act relating to distribution of national forest income to boroughs. Is there committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objection? There is objection. Roll call, please.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Pearson?
Yes.
Senator
Taylor? No.
Miller?
Yes. Passes on a 3-2 vote. Next item is House Bill 60, an act relating to impairment rating guides. Is there a committee discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And the last item we have is House Bill 465, teacher tenure bill, or an act relating to employment of teachers and school administrators. We have a proposed committee substitute. The only differences in this proposed committee substitute, and we were working with the administration on this, is on page 6, under subsection C in section 9, we added the word the evaluation of the teacher established that. We added that at the request of the administration. And then on page 9, section 11, in the original bill, we dropped the last sentence in accordance with rules with part of 17 and 18 we dropped. And then we added in the committee substitute up in the top part, referring the section in line 4 and 5, referring a new subsection E. And on page 9, line 19, we also added for the word for judicial review based upon the administrative record. And then in subsection E, we added a new binding arbitration agreement. So essentially, as it would work now, if a teacher, from my understanding, would be, say, dismissed, they have two options. They could either go before the school board, or they could go before a binding arbitration. If they go before the school board, they have everything that's spelled out. However, they could appeal that decision to the Superior Court, but it would be based just upon the administrative record. Or they could go to this new grievance procedure, which, on agreement by both parties, they can go to this new agreement procedure, and it would be basically in a binding arbitration, and their decision would be final. And it would be before the rules of the American Arbitration Association. So essentially, that's what the bill does to do. Senator Salem.
Mr. Chairman, when I was looking at this as it was posted for the Rules Committee, there was a title change, one or two title changes. Did this version require a title change?
There is no title change, as I see, from the Hess version to this version, no.
Hess committee title?
I do not know. I do not have a calendar either.
Because
there is no title change in these particular bills here that we have before us.
No, I don't see one either.
Barry, if you could just go get a calendar real quick, please. We'll just take a quick recess here. There was a title change, however, with just an effective date clause, and I do not believe that we do need a resolution to change a title with just an effective date clause change. However, we will check on that as we head to the floor. Is there a motion to adopt the committee substitute? Is there objection in adopting the committee substitute? Hearing no objection, it has been adopted. Is there a motion? Is there objection? There is objection. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Senator Salem?
No.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes. It has passed. And we are adjourned. Thank you.